Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is going to describe something we discussed in the previous Mishnah, that Meshicha, by taking physical possession of the item, is what creates the kinyan, creates the acquisition, as opposed to giving the money. Ketzad, how does this work in practical terms? Mashach Heimenu Peros. If, let's say, he took physical possession of the fruit, V'lo Nasan Lo Maos, but he did not yet give the money for the fruit, Eino Yochol Lachzer Bo. He's not able to back out of the kinyan, out of the transaction, because he has taken legal ownership of the peros. He owes the money, but the transaction has occurred, so therefore he can't back out of the possession, out of the transaction, unless both parties agree, of course. Nasan lo maos. However, let's say he gave the money, he paid for the fruit. V'lo mashach emenu peros. Yet he still has not yet taken physical possession of the fruit. Yochol lachzer bo. He's able to back out of the transaction because the transaction hasn't legally happened yet. Because as we said, kesef, money, is not able to be kone, can't cause an acquisition of portable objects. Aval amru. But even though the transaction has not actually happened legally, that Chazal said, Misha para me'anshi dor hamabul, that he, meaning God, Hashem, who has paid back, who punished the people of the generation of the flood, umidor aflogan, the generation of the dispersal, who asidli para mimisha eina omid bidiburo, he will in the future pay back and punish those who don't stand by their word. There's, in the end of the day, he promised, or he agreed, and he paid money for it, and therefore, because he paid money for it, he's obviously showed that he wants to purchase the thing. Legally, he hasn't taken possession of it yet, because he didn't physically take possession of the fruit. But what Chazal are saying here in the Mishnah is that actually Beis Din tells him, before they give him back his money that he gave, before they give him back, they tell him this warning. Rabbi Shimon, however, says, even though the Tanakhama maintained that kesef is not kona, kesef, money does not create an acquisition, does not create a kinyan, and therefore both parties can back out of the deal legally. However, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that kol sha kesef biyado, yado al ha'alyona. Whoever has possession of the money, in other words, the person who sold the item and therefore received money for the item, his hand is on top. He is in a position where if he wants, he can still back out of it. However, the person who purchased the item, who gave the money for it, he is not able to back out of it.